I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, what kind of questions were you going
to
ask?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Well, John, I'm not in the sales department, so I'm not going to be able to help you with the computer. Do you already have a gateway?
Who are you?
My name is Cassie.
Yeah.
Well, do you already have a gateway, John?
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Okay. And were you were looking at
Stop
adding...
it! Give me...
WRJN.
The music of the star. Back we are.
Good morning and welcome to All Saints and You, honey.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah, that's right, Don Rosen. Don Rosen tells me David Mack's going to be on tomorrow between 6 and 9. Don's on from 6 to 9 each weekday. Rick Johnson, Terry Haviler on Saturday. Legendary announcers, even more. And the music of the stars Sunday morning. This is Cy Mann in the orchestra. Mann is really prolific in Hollywood, but he's hardly known today. Wrote a lot of stuff and arranged even more. Worked for television, motion pictures, some radio, recordings. Music of the Stars. Elton Britt. Frank Lesser wrote this.
Just took a job in the railroad yard. Pay me good, work me hard. Just took a job in the railroad yard. Now I'm doing fine, so won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady. As I roll on down the line, oh, won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady, down the line. Just took a job on the railroad switch. Won't go broke, can't get rich. Just took a job on the railroad switch, and now I'm doing fine. So ain't you proud of me, my lady? Proud of me, my lady. Proud of me, my lady. As I roll on down the line, oh, ain't you proud of me, my lady? Proud of me, my lady. Proud of me, my lady, down the line. Job on the railroad break, and now I'm doing fine. So won't you say to me, my lady? Say to me, my lady. Say to me, my lady. As I roll on down the line, oh, won't you say to me, my lady? Say to me, my lady. Say to me, my lady, you'll be mine.
Feel like a little.
10 Unscripted.
Star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
And now, Mr. Andrew, you asked us to advise you which job in life you were best suited for.
That is correct, yes.
Well, I now have the results here of the interviews and the aptitude test that you took last week, and from them we've built up a pretty clear picture of the sort of person that you are. And I think I can say without fear of contradiction that the ideal job for you is chartered accountancy.
But I am a chartered accountant.
Very good. Well, back to the office with you, then.
No. You don't understand. I've been a chartered accountant for the last 20 years. I want a new job. Something exciting that will let me live.
Well, chartered accountancy is rather exciting, isn't it?
Exciting? No, it's not. It's dull. 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 My God, it's dull. It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull.
Well, yes, Mr. Angevier, but you see, your report here says that you are an extremely dull person. You see, our experts describe you as an appallingly dull fellow, unimaginative, timid, lacking in initiative, spineless, easily dominated, no sense of humor, tedious company, and irrepressibly drab and awful. And whereas in most professions these would be considerable drawbacks, in chartered accountancy they're a positive boon.
Don't you see, I came here to find a new job, a new life, a new meaning to my existence. Can't you help me?
Well, do you have any idea of what you want to do?
Yes. Yes, I have.
What?
Lion taming!
Yes. Of course, it's a bit of a jump, isn't it? I mean, chartered accountancy to lion taming in one go. You don't think it might be better if you worked your way towards lion taming, say, via banking?
No, I don't want to wait. But 9 o'clock tomorrow, I want to be in there, taming.
Fine, fine. But do you have any qualifications?
Yes, I've got a hat.
A hat?
Yes, a hat. A lion taming hat. A hat with lion tamer on it. I got it at Harrods. And it lights up saying lion tamer in great big neon letters so you can tame them after dark when they're less stroppy.
I see.
And you can claim reasonable wear and tear, switch it off during the daytime, claim reasonable wear and tear as allowable professional expenses under paragraph 235. Yes.
I know a man named Otis who invented a room, and his heart was filled with pride. I said to Mr. Otis, what does your room do? He said it goes from side to side. So I said, Mr. Otis, if you take my advice, you'll be the richest man in town. You gotta take that room that goes from side to side and make it go up and down.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice. Sir Isaac Newton came around to my house one day. His face was all sunburned and red. He said he didn't want to sleep in the shade of a tree because an apple might fall on his head. I said, Sir Isaac, you dumbbell, take my advice. Go right back there and sleep beneath that tree. And if you let that rotten apple fall down on your head, why, you'll discover gravity.
And that was good advice, good advice.
Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. The world's a better place since I gave the human race my good advice. A man named Mr. Waterman invented a tube. He was sad because it sprung a little leak. He said, darn it, when I hold my tube on a piece of paper, the ink leaks out and makes a little streak. He said, I've got to find a way to stop that leak. I'll start working on my leak-proof tube again. I said, Waterman, you idiot, don't stop that leak. You just invented a fountain pen.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'm so worldly wise, I should get the Nobel Prize for good advice. Good old Henry Ford, he was a hard-working man. He worked all night and all day. I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models, one for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Model T.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice was nothing and it's worth the price.
It's little as can be and it's absolutely free. My good advice. Wilbur and Orville were two brothers named Wright, the nicest pair of kids you've ever seen. They worked 12 years on a secret project. They thought it was a washing machine. I said, fellas, what are all those wings for? They said, for hanging clothes out to dry. I said, you fools, take that washing machine out to Kitty Hawk and see if the darn thing will fly.
Good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'm so smart that I'm gonna win a Guggenheim for good
advice. One more time!
Benjamin Franklin was a charming old man. He was always flying his kite. One night I said, Benji, why ain't you out with your kite?
He said, because it's raining tonight. I said, Benji, sweetie, you go right back out there and to your kite string, tie a key. This may shock you, Benji, my boy, but that's electricity.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. I'll remodel you if you'll only listen to my good advice. Ookamagook was a Neanderthal man, a very poorly educated soul. He had a great big square thing made of solid stone, and in the middle of it was a hole. One day he had to go from his cave in Natchez to his uncle's cave in Mobile. I said, round off those corners and buy a set of tires, and Ookie baby, that's a wheel.
Good advice
costs nothing and it's worth the price. Harvard offered me a Phi Beta Kappa key for good advice. Sigmund Freud, he had an unfurnished house. He was a very nosy fellow, so it seems. He had no chair, so he made all his friends stand around all day and tell him all their secrets and their dreams. Well, they stood there talking till they got fallen arches. They yelled, my feet are killing me. Ouch! I said, Sigmund, don't you realize you've got a gold mine here? Go out and buy yourself a leather couch.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice was nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you're told will be 18 karat gold. That's
good advice.
Alexander Graham Bell was building a fence with some wood and a long piece of wire. He said, there's something strange going on around here. I keep hearing the voice of Uncle Meyer. I said, Mr. Graham Cracker, that was my little joke. With that wire, you got the world in your power. Just get a mouthpiece and an earpiece and a piece in between, and you'll sponsor the telephone hour.
Good advice
costs nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you hear is the message of the year. It's good advice. Christopher Columbus was a seaman second class when I told him that the Indies could be found by sailing to the west instead of sailing to the east. I advised him that I thought the world was round. I really thought so. And then I sent him down to ask good Queen Isabel to pawn her jewels for all their worth. Next day he set sail, and as everyone knows, he fell off the edge of the earth.
Well, that was bad advice. Bad advice is just the same as good advice.
Everybody makes occasional mistakes, and that was
bad.
Jack.
Yes?
Would you mind if I made a few little suggestions? Suggestion? Well, in the nature of constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind, do you?
No. I think constructive criticism is good for everybody, you know.
How long did you say you were in show business?
2 years.
Well, as long as I'm being constructive, Jack, this I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not realize this,
yeah.
But every move you make, your delivery, every little inflection that you have is exactly the way I work, and I don't think it's fair. See, you're staring again.
Now,
Now listen to me, Mr. Carson.
Call me Johnny.
I'll call you anything. You've got a lot of nerve saying that I'm stealing your style. Everything I've done, I've done since I started in show business. 22 years. And if I were going to copy anybody, it wouldn't be an unfunny, untalented upstart like you.
Well,
now cut that! Johnny Carson, I came out here at the start of my show, didn't I?
Yeah.
Telling the audience what I thought of you, how wonderful
now,
you
Jack,
are.
Now, Jack, wait a minute. Wait just a second. Remember when you asked me to be on your show?
Yeah.
You were the one who told me to do this routine so we could get some laughs.
I suggested that you insult...
When you called me 2 weeks ago, remember?
Oh, my goodness, I did. Oh, Johnny, I'm terribly sorry, really.
It's not the finish of the show. The love scene must be played out before the final fade out. Sinatra gets Garrett, Kelly gets Williams, for that's the plot the author wrote. So turn this duet into a quartet and end it on a happy note.
I'm playing this on purpose. I'm Lou Vergani. The music of the stars will be interrupted at some civic media radio stations. The Milwaukee Brewers, but we'll be on the air till high noon. Otherwise...
Like a Ford or a Chevrolet, like potato chips or comic strips, it's strictly USA.
Take Judy Garland,
take Katherine Grayson,
take Mr. Crosby
or Fred Astaire.
Don't let the movies spin them up, 'cause they look so pretty when we pin them up.
Like the annual Elks Convention, like the Rotary Club Soiree, like Masonic Halls or Fireman's Balls, like honeymooning at Niagara Falls. They're really here to stay, 'cause it's strictly USA.
Songs.
makes you dance and gives your spirit to take a chance. And I wrote some rock and roll so you can move. Music fills your heart. Well, that's a real fine place to start. It's from me, it's for you, it's from you, it's for me.
Songwriters for the songs that they sing, the beauty and truth in the music they bring. They get up each day and they struggle to say what they feel, to write something real. Some days a good line is easier to find than getting their own lives to perfectly rhyme. But they take all the hurt and they put it in words and they smile. It's all been worthwhile. Sing your song for us, full of glory, life and love. And if the words you say are true, then the song lives in me like the song lives in you. Songwriters, the keepers of the flame, whether they're famous or we don't know their name. They pick out a tune in a quiet, lonely room like a soul digging for gold. Some days inspiration just flows through the pen. Some nights it feels like they'll never write again. They keep playing on for the sake of a song and the times when everything chimes. Sing your song for us, full of glory, life and love. And if the melody rings true, the song lives in me like the song lives in you. Come on and sing.